Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Hoorah! Good afternoon, folks. And welcome aboard. Jeff Metcalf with you for the last program live here on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. 7 minutes past 12 o'clock. This time on Monday, Dr. Laura will be taking over. A lot of changes, and as I mentioned some time ago when Jack Swanson called me into his office to give me the bad news of what was happening, one door closes, another one opens. This is only radio. We're not narrating the second coming with the original cast here. But for this last program, I want to lay out some ground rules of what we're going to do and what we're not going to do, okay? What I'd like to do is solicit from you what you remember of the last 5 years or however long you've been listening, what shows you liked, what shows you didn't like, who you thought the best interviews were. I have opinions which are probably different from yours. And some of the different events that we did, like Flag Day and the Smog Check 2 things, we can revisit all of those things. But listen, let's be fair about this. KSFO is the vehicle here, and they have been very kind to me for the last 5 years. I'm not going to let you use this as an opportunity to throw rocks and bitch and moan about stuff that we can't change, all right? So let's try to keep my last program here positive and focus instead on the things that we were able to accomplish in the last 5 years and the things that you liked and things you didn't like. We've got a guest who will be joining us in a little while to with a brief announcement, but we'll get into all that in just a little bit. One of the things that I have frequently shared with you that seems more appropriate today than normally is that, quote, we've had it on the webpage for about 4 years now. And, yeah, the webpage will stay up there, www.jeffmetcalf.com. You'll still be able to get all the stuff that you've never gotten around to printing up. It'll still be there. And we'll be expanding it and adding new stuff all the time. But one of the quotes that, I used to carry this around my wallet. Had a little thing. In fact, there was a book I once read called Marine Sniper. And I found out that he carried the same thing around with him. It's a little quote by Teddy Roosevelt. Originally, nobody knew who said it, but apparently Teddy Roosevelt said it. And it's called simply In the Arena. And what it notes is, it's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbled or the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who valiantly strives, who errs and comes short again and again, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. And as we start out on this new adventure Monday, it seems pretty consistent with what's going to be happening. Now, a couple of people have asked questions about, you know, why WorldNet Daily? Well, there's two things that kind of go hand in hand. Number one, I really do believe, and, you know, I've been one of the pains in the neck here at the station about Internet stuff and how we could and should and hopefully will exploit it better. There have been a number of things that haven't been covered by the mainstream. I was talking to a friend over at KGO this morning about this, that the mainstream, for a variety of reasons, whether it's part of their co-conspiracy with the administration or the personal politics that influence decisions they make, a lot of stories don't get covered. And WorldNet Daily has done a good job of doing that, and we've tried to do a good job of doing it on this program, and want to continue to do that. You take a look at things like the Know Your Customer deal, the executive order on federalism that would have ostensibly trashed the 10th Amendment. Those things that were fixed never would have happened if left just to the resources of conventional mainstream media. And I really do believe that we're entering into a transitional stage here. And this is kind of personal, too, because my dad started out in radio in I think, 1938. And he went from radio to television. That was the new media. New media then became cable with the introduction and the segmenting of audience and whatnot. And new media with the internet, and I've been saying this for years, so I'm excited about the opportunity to really exploit something that I've been a big believer in, and that is this symbiotic relationship which has exist, either directly or indirectly, between talk radio and the internet. And what I get a chance to do now is really synthesize that. And I really believe that what Joseph and I are going to be doing will be a model that will be followed by others eventually down the road. In fact, I was telling someone this morning, I've been reading in the trades all this Howard Stern controversy about will he, won't he re-sign a contract. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see him cut a deal with some big site and do basically what I'm going to be doing. So all I ask today is, as you call 808-5600 or fax us at 415-658-5401, don't use it as a bitch post, okay? We're not going to throw rocks at management today. KSFO is going to grow. And the only sidebar comment I'll make is I've gotten thousands, I think it's about 10,000 emails from people so far. And a lot of you are saying, you know, we're never going to listen to them again. Yes, you will. There really isn't an alternative. People will come back, and eventually the station will probably end up with a net gain in audience. Rush and Laura will attract new audience, but that's just the reality of the business. It will attract new audience. It'll lose some of the old audience. But net-net, I think the station's going to grow even bigger. In fact, I saw a thing from the promotion department the other day. This is astonishing. But KSFO was just nominated. I don't think we'll win, but they were nominated for a Marconi Award, which is a big, big deal. It's kind of like the Oscars of radio. Anyway, I see the phone lines filling up, and I should shut up and give you guys an opportunity to call. 808-5600 is the phone number. Our friend Charles in Berkeley. Charles, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, greetings, Jeff. And I wish I was going back in the earth for any other reason except this. But I absolutely wanted to just, I guess in a parting moment, say that you've done a tremendous job. And clearly, in a very articulate and cogent way, you, just like bullet points on a PowerPoint presentation, you bring up these various issues which really are excluded from the mainstream media, but are absolutely credible and real, and have as much, if not more importance, than probably most of the material that the mainstream media decides that they want to air for their own sort of strange politically contorted reasons.
Actually, you're one of the cool things, you're an example of one of the cool things about talk radio, because I can remember, it was 3 or 4 years ago, I brought up, kind of tangentially as a throwaway comment, the prospect that subdermal biochip implants aren't science fiction.
Correct.
That they're real, and it ends up that you're one of the guys who worked on developing those things.
Well, I just got back from 4 different conferences all at the same time, strangely enough, one of which was the BioMEMS conference, and not to go into a bunch of technical blur for the moment, but that's exactly what this conference is about, the commercialization and utilization of these types of technologies for a whole plethora of reasons, whether it's implantable devices to dispense drugs, to monitor.
Well, I tell you what, Charles, we'll save that for another day because you will be a guest in the future, and the KSFO audience will get to hear you probably sometime too as well.
But I just wanted to, again, really, really suggest that you're in a vein of dispensing content and allowing access that is extraordinarily rare. If one were to take the spectrum of all the other broadcast media that exist in the current day, KSFO in general is like this, like a portal of sorts of light that...
Charles, I want to thank you very kindly, but I'm up against the clock. I got to do some business.
Thank you so much.
Thank you much. Bye-bye. Our friend Charles in Berkeley, it's 15 minutes past 12 o'clock. We'll take a brief pause. We'll come back and introduce a special guest to you on the Jeff Metcalf program here on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Jeff Metcalf on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Okay, 17 and a half minutes past 12 o'clock on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Jeff Metcalf here with you, and I know a lot of you have been complaining about a variety of different things. We have a special guest in the studio who a couple of months ago gave me some bad news, Jack Swanson. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? We were just talking. This is the first time I have been on your radio program in, what is it now, 5 years?
5 years. It'll be the last time, too, Jack.
Well, who knows? Maybe I can be on the new national show, which is pretty exciting.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of sort of an expert in the industry.
In something. Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Congratulations on this new national show. I heard you saying one door closes, another one opens, and this is a big door. I mean, this is a, it's more than national. I mean, it's national in terms of
it's
U.S.
global
radio, but it's global.
I've got, in fact, I've got an email from people in Sweden, England, New Zealand, Australia, and it is pretty cool. And I really think one of the things I'm excited about is what we're doing, and the thing we're doing, a lot of guys have been playing at webcasting, but the one thing we're doing different is WorldNet Daily last week had 4.5 million page views.
Wow.
And no one's really hooked up with kind of an anchor site like that before. I was telling some guys last night, I wouldn't be surprised if Howard Stern ended up cutting a deal like this somewhere down the road, but I did it first.
It's the future. It's the future. And the good news today is that for those of you... do you want to make the announcement or should I make
it? You make it. So you,
for those of you who are technically challenged and are going, oh, geez, how am I going to listen to this show on the Internet, we are proud, very proud to be... a charter affiliate of the broadcast radio network of this program, and you'll be able to hear Jeff Metcalf on KSFO Saturdays from 1 to 4 in the afternoon and Sundays from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Not the 10 hours you're used to, but 6 hours a week. So if you love Jeff and you're not near a computer, this is the place to be. We are thrilled that you are national. We are proud that we're a charter affiliate, and I should say to both to you in front of your audience, they already know this, and I've always known it, but I should say it publicly, you define class as a human being and as a broadcaster. And for those of you in the audience, if you can imagine how tough these last 2 months have been for Jeff, or how tough it would be for you if you were in Jeff's situation, I just have enormous respect, Jeff, for how you've carried yourself. And I'll always hold that close, and I respect you very much.
I appreciate that very, very much. And I appreciate, you know, not to turn this into a mutual admiration thing, because you are the guy that fired my ass, but...
Well, that's true. But I'm also your affiliate now, so you have to be nice to me and send me fruit baskets at Christmas.
You get that, and wine. But, you know, this is the point I tried to make when I made that first statement on the web to listeners who were calling and asking about this. This is very rare that, you know, because I've had your job at another station, and there's kind of a standard rule with PDs, and you have a colleague in L.A. who learned bitterly the negative potential for this. You don't fire someone who has a microphone in front of them and talks to tens of thousands of people and then give them an opportunity to go on the air and throw rocks and bitch at you.
You're exactly right. In our industry, you know you've done your last show after you did your last show. It is unheard of to allow a talent to go back on the air after you've made a decision that the show is going to
I think I'm only the second one you've let do it.
Absolutely, and the other person only got one show, but it's a statement of my respect for you as a broadcaster. We easily could have simply said, Jeff is gone. I could have avoided a bunch of email and phone calls from your fans that were difficult for me to go through, but it wasn't the right thing to do, and I have so much respect for you, I said, I don't need to worry about this. And if we can do another 2 months of Jeff Metcalf Monday through Friday, let's do it. And, boy, I didn't know this national show was coming.
I didn't either.
I'd be in Los Angeles or New York doing local radio. So turned out as a win-win.
That was the opportunity. You know, I had a couple of other options in major markets, but I'm so jazzed, and I have a lot of confidence in WorldNet Daily, too. They're good people. And there's a whole bunch of reasons that I chose this decision. But one thing I'm excited about this announcement, that you're going to be an affiliate, is – hopefully that will eliminate, you know, we both gotten a lot of email on this.
A lot.
And a lot, some of it is almost amusing. I mean, some people have suggested this is Michael Eisner's effort to silence Jeff Metcalf because the information he's disseminating is so outside the mainstream that they just had to put a bridle on it. And that just flat-ass ain't true, and if it were true, you wouldn't be carrying the weekend show.
Wouldn't be carrying the weekend show, absolutely. You wouldn't have been on for the last 2 months. I mean, I think we've always tried to be very candid with this audience about who we are and what we're about. The very first thing we said, it's in a three-sentence mission statement that I wrote the very first day we created this concept, that this radio station was going to be a conservative voice in the community for people who felt they had no voice. I always said that I thought the conservative community was the last one that was in the closet, and we were going to open the door and say, in this town, it's okay to be conservative. And whether you agree with our decision to add Rush and Laura to this lineup or not, I think we've stayed true to that original mission statement, and I think a continuation of your program on the weekends now The Disney Corporation is busy doing a lot of things. They have never told us how to program this radio station. They have never expressed an opinion about the conservative nature of this product. They've simply said, go run your business, do it well, period.
And I might add tangentially, I don't mean to blow a lot of smoke here, but it rolls downhill. I've been here 5 years, and in the 5 years I've been here, you have never once either told me what to say, what not to say, how to say something, and you've never told me I couldn't have a guest on. You question one or two, and we talked about it, and I did the interview anyway.
Yep.
But that's also kind of a rarity.
Yeah, it's been your show.
Yeah.
And that's the way we treat really most all of the folks who work here. There's no filter. There's no corporate filter screen here other than those requirements of good taste that the FCC and the company impose on us, rightfully so. And your show is such a class act that we've never even had.
Jose just typed up a correction for me. There was one occasion.
Oh, was this the note you showed me yesterday?
Yes. There was one occasion where I used a phrase on the air, and I got a note from the boss.
Why don't you? We can say the phrase.
Well, I'm going to. Okay. I'm going to. I mean, what are you going to do? Fire me?
What are you going to do?
Fire you? But I had used the phrase bitch slap on the air, and yes. I got a note from Jack, and it said, do you recall using the phrase bitch slap?
Yes.
Don't.
Yeah.
And I refrained from using the word bitch slap.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate it, you know? That was about it. Yeah.
Okay.
And
thank you.
It wasn't an essential element of your show.
My wife didn't like it either, by the way.
that probably had a lot more influence on it, Jeff, than my thought.
Well, Jack, I want to thank you for taking that. Well, thanks for being an affiliate.
Congratulations to you. We are a proud affiliate. Good luck on the show.
And now, one of the cool things that's really neat, and this is just a sidebar, but normally when you roll out a new show like this, you got to wait 12 weeks for a report card.
Yep.
And one of the real big benefits of being online is every month we get not audience estimates. I'll know exactly by a digital footprint how many people have listened online. Now, we supplement that with the ARB ratings, but, I mean, that's a big, big deal. So we'll know within a month at least how we're doing on the web.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are big Jeff Metcalf fans, if you want to vote for Jeff Metcalf in addition to the Internet, a real good way is to listen to his program 1 to 4, Saturday, Sunday, not starting tomorrow, but starting a week from tomorrow.
Cool. Good. Jack, thank you much.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Bye.
Go away. 26 minutes past 12 o'clock, 808-5600 is the phone number. Jose, let's take care of some business. We'll come back and squeeze in as many calls as we can right here on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Jeff Metcalf on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Okay, 29 minutes past 12 o'clock. This is Hot Talk 560 KSFO. My name is Jeff Metcalf. This is my last day live on the air here, and we're going to get as many calls as we can in. Again, I ask that you limit your complaints about management and not get into any of that stuff at all, but instead, tell me what you liked about the show, what you didn't like about the show, because, frankly, your recommendations are going to help me program the new program. CV in Davis, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Well, hello, Jeff.
Howdy.
I want to congratulate you on your metamorphosis.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to tuning in and listening. Additionally, I was going to say, Mr. Swanson is a real class act and a hard one to follow.
Yes, he is.
And I'm impressed. Anyhow, I was going to say one thing. You remember about 5 years ago on the 29th or 30th who your first caller was?
I think I'm about to find out.
It was me. At that time, we were discussing Second Amendment issues, and it seems to me like we're still talking about Second Amendment issues.
And we'll be doing it for another decade.
I think so. Anyhow, that aside, you were wondering what blew my skirts up on your programming. One was Bill Benson on The Law That Never Was.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Lee Bixman.
Yeah.
I'll just give you five. And by the way, Charles from Berkeley is also one of them. I think he is.
If I can only get him to slow down. He talks too fast, but he's a wealth of information.
He absolutely amazed me with his knowledge on what's going on in his biodermal implants. It's just amazing. Also, I really like the one that you had with Mr. Morrison from Taurus, explaining how he had been extorted by the federal government.
Yeah, we had him on about a month and a half before the actual announcement was made about the lawsuit.
Exactly. And on a different vein altogether, I really liked the program that you did about 3 years ago with Deacon Jones, the all-pro NFL defensive end from the L.A. Rams.
With the head slap, yeah.
With the head slap.
Deacon was cool. Stevie?
Anyhow, those would be my pluses. I am not going to dwell on the minuses because I'm sure there's plenty of people who are waiting in the wings to do just that.
Stevie, thanks much.
Talk to you later.
Take care. Hugh in Santa Clara, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
I just wanted to wish you a farewell, and I'll try and find you. My favorite shows of yours were on the patriotic holidays and the way you treated veterans and life's most embarrassing moments. That was funny.
I'm glad you like that, because that's I normally do it about once a year, and I'll continue to do that. Someday I keep...
I thought maybe before you... kicked off here, you're going to do that, but I guess
we did it about a month or so ago. But I keep threatening I'm going to collect those embarrassing moments from listeners and put it into a book, and maybe I'll eventually get around to that.
Well, maybe I'll write you a letter and give you a good one.
Hugh, thank you much.
All right, good day.
Take care, Jim in Oakland. You're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf.
Good afternoon, Jeff. First, thank you for being consistently a gentleman with all your callers. And second, thank you for your statesmanlike opposition to that madness in Yugoslavia.
Okay, that's my job.
Well, the thing is, Jeff, to be able to stop an illegal war is one of the greatest things that an educated philosophical opinion on talk radio could do. And for the people living over in Yugoslavia and their relatives here, if I could humbly say a big thank you for doing that.
Jim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Dave in a car phone. You're on KSFO. Oh, Dave went away. There he goes. Dave, you're on KSFO. Go ahead.
No, Jeff, you got Saul.
That's fine, Saul. You're up.
Hey, look, I'm really going to miss the flag raising with the big giant flag and... Those were great. To go look at the pictures on the website was fantastic. And I tell you, the stuff that you do, really digging underneath all of between the layers of the news and getting down to the nitty-gritty, I don't think anybody has got to the precise, exact verbalization that you do on the radio.
I thank you very kindly for that. And you can read a lot more of that stuff on WorldNet Daily. Let's see. Jed in Santa Clara. Jed, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hey, Colonel. I want to thank you for being there for us. You had many great shows. I didn't always agree with you, and sometimes I was able to call when I wasn't working. One of the things that really I enjoy about your program is you're man enough to show the personal side of you. I don't want to really dig up an issue with you, but when your dog died, you know, and you got a new puppy, that touched me a lot.
Don't bring up Darby. I'm going to get through the show without crying unless you start talking about Darby.
Well, I apologize. Moving on, I was wondering what happened to the Fifth Column. You interviewed them early on in your program on KSFO, and because I work, I don't know if you ever had a follow-up or if you've ever gotten any updated information from them.
There's some guys at the Resistor that I'm still talking to, and they will be guests in the future, and I'll make it a point to schedule those interviews for a Thursday or Friday so you can hear it on the weekend here on KSFO. But the Fifth Column was that group of alleged CIA insiders who were messing around with some computer stuff through using Promise software and whatnot. And the only individual who was connected with that ended up in jail. And I've kind of lost track of it, but I'm glad you brought that up because that's something I need to follow up on.
Yeah. Well, we all don't want to see, you know, things in this country come to where we all have to get our guns out and defend ourselves. But, man, it certainly seems like it's coming to that. And I wonder if there's any other group out there besides the Fifth Column that might be, you know,
Well, you want to check out the Resistor. The guys at the Resistor continue to do a real good job. Jed, I got to move, but I want to thank you for the call. Gamma in San Francisco, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. I'm so happy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I want to tell you, I like all your program, especially the Second Amendment. That is so important to us, okay?
Thank you
Keep
for the call.
At it.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I look forward to hear your first program.
Thank you very kindly. Kim in Castro Valley, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, I'm kind of harping in what other people said here, and I'm glad people are saluting you for the man that you are, because you've done a lot of things outside your job as a talk show host. Flag Day is one of them. You've done the various forums where we've been able to meet Chris Ruddy and the other fellow, I can't think of his name, who did the MENA investigation on the cover-up there. You were in Sacramento for the demonstration over MTBE. You've been at gun shows. You're just a great supporter of the Second Amendment. You've gotten people involved in their government and politics, and that's something that you, the man, did. And talking about your dog?
Yeah.
Did you lose Darby, or is Darby the puppy that replaced the dog you lost?
I lost Darby, and some dear friends of mine bought me a yellow lab puppy to replace him. Well, I can't replace him, but I mean, my new puppy is Dar, D-A-R, he's turned out to be a great hunting dog.
Well, I've never hunted except the first time I've ever tried was this last pheasant season, and I think you kind of spurred me on because I just enjoyed hearing all your talk about it.
Cool. Good luck in the fields this fall.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very
Thanks,
much,
Kim.
Sir.
Mike, on a car phone, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff. I've been following your career for some time. In fact, when you worked on another station, this just goes to prove that you're not afraid to tackle any subject. You worked at another station in Sacramento, and you did a show on Holocaust revisionism.
Yeah.
I was one of your guests, and I followed you and listened to you ever since then. And for those doubters and naysayers who say, well, he's being pushed off by management, that doesn't happen, Jeff. You're not afraid to tackle anything, and I just want to wish you the best success, and it just proves the cream floats to the top.
Mike, thank you very kindly for the call. Sam, in Oakland, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. How you doing?
Good morning, Colonel. Hey, the approach that you've had in these last years was not only refreshing, it put a renewal in the passion in many of us to continue the conservative movement, particularly since I'm in the Berkeley-Oakland area. It's difficult sometimes.
Well, you're the minority, that's for sure.
That's for sure. You know, keep doing what you do best. You know, your piercing logic and your low-key approach is a best sell that I've ever heard.
Sam, thanks for the call.
All right.
Take care. Let's see, Jim and El Cerrito calling on the car phone. Jim, you're on KSFO. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. I wanted to thank you for turning me on to some of your guests, like Claire Wolf. I've been to her webpage several times.
Claire's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I've enjoyed her writing quite a bit. I bought her book, in fact, so you've cost me money as well. But I've enjoyed your show greatly. Rumor has it you were a black hat at Fort Benning?
No, not exactly. I taught in the leadership department there.
Ah, well, I've decided I'm going to forgive you for being a ground pounder anyway. I was one of the SEALs that kept resident in the pit out there.
Well, actually, after I went through jump school, there was a SEAL team that came in one day. And this is a cute story, and I don't mean to digress, but it's funny. The Black Hats challenged this, I forget who challenged who, but there was going to be a race, but an endurance run between the SEALs and the Black Hats at jump school.
Uh-huh.
And they all formed up in platoons, and they started running. And a bunch of us, it was on a Saturday, a bunch of us were sitting up in the stands drinking beer, smoking cigars, and watching them. After 26 miles, the SEALs whipped out cigars, started running backwards, and lit up. And about a mile after that, actually the guy who was in charge of that Tower Week at Fort Benning was running it, a guy named Bob Holland, who's a Congressional Medal of Honor winner.
Yeah.
He just said, okay, guys, let's all go to the club and have a beer. And they just so nobody won.
Oh, well, that's a bit before my time, but that's in one of the famous sea story logs on Coronado.
Jim, thanks for the call.
No problem.
Take care. Nick on the car phone, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hi. Hey, congratulations on your new line of work.
Thank you.
Line of work, but
new gig. Same stuff, different place.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I really appreciated all the heads up you gave us about what's going on with the Bill Mill. All the things they were trying to do to us and for us and around us. And I hope you can continue to do that for California. I know you're going to be a national, international show, but that was an invaluable service.
Well, I'll be keeping a real close eye on what's happening in the Bill Mill. And until the point that our affiliates start to grow across the country, even then I will continue because as California goes, frequently the rest of the nation goes.
One other request?
Yeah.
Since a lot of us, like I drive all day long, I'm all over the place, is there any way to get your shows on streaming audio after?
Well, there's two or three possibilities that are in development. One is this new. I just heard about this new technology coming out. Two car dealers are putting receivers in new cars where you can listen to stuff online. That's one option that'll be around the corner. There's a new kind of digital boombox coming out, which will be a radio that you'll be able to listen to it. And I'm not even sure what the plans are on archiving stuff yet, but as soon as we find out, we'll let you know through the webpage.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 41 minutes past 12 o'clock, 808-5600 is the phone number. Bob in a car, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hey, yeah, Jeff, I want to thank you very much for everything. And this is Tom from Hillsboro.
I'm sorry, Tom.
That's okay. I'm going to be listening on Saturday and Sunday.
I appreciate that.
Wish you luck.
Thank you much. Take care. Clint on a car. A lot of cars today. Clint, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. God bless you. You've done so much for gun owners and for the state of California. I've listened to you every chance I have. I got to the point where I was taking a radio to work with me, and the boss got on me for it. But I smoothed it over with him.
Well, get one of those earplugs if your boss objects to listening to this stuff.
Well, unfortunately, it was outside, and it was impossible to. I guess I could have wore a headset.
Yeah.
But congratulations on your show. I mean, it's been a total success ever since I started listening to you. I know my mom even listened to you and loved to log on to your webpage.
Cool. And, Clint, thank you much.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to your new position.
Thank you very kindly. You drive safely. 808-5600 is the phone number. Jose, let's take a brief pause. We'll come back. We'll get to Matt, Ken, Bill, Matt, Garcia, as many people as we can. 808-5600 is the phone number. If you want to fax us, you can do so at 415-658-5401. I'm Jeff Metcalf, and this is Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Jeff Metcalf on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
About 12 minutes before 1 o'clock on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. My name is Jeff Metcalf. That's G-E-O-F-F. I spell it so you can find the webpage at www.jeffmetcalf.com. And we're taking calls from listeners, and I appreciate all the warm wishes and kind words and everything, but this is also kind of a mutually exploitive thing here. One of the things I'm asking listeners to do is not just call and say thanks, but I really want to know what you liked that we did in the last 5 years. Tell me what the good interviews were so that hopefully those are the ones that will move to the top of the list in the years to come. So 808-5600 is the phone number. Matt's calling in a car phone, so we'll grab him now. Matt, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hey, Jeff. The one thing that I liked was the cigar dinners, and I know we can't do those anymore, but it sure was neat to get together with you and meet you in person.
Well, we can have them outside, I guess.
No, we can do something, but and then the other thing was, did you ever shoot that 45-40 that I helped you get?
Yes.
How was it? Good?
It was interesting. I'll tell you the story someday.
Good. Well, the other thing I wanted to say was I only met you a couple times in person, but you sure made me feel like I was a good friend.
Well, you are, Matt, and I thank you for calling and listening. Take care.
I'll talk to you later.
Ken on the car phone. You're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hey, Matt. Jeff, thanks a lot for your program. I can't think of a bad interview that I ever heard you do.
Oh, I can.
but a fellow listener, my wife, often found that you were more intellectual than she liked to listen to. I think maybe the answer to that is don't be hesitant to preach at us now and then. You know, really, really reaching at the gut level. Also, you spoke to our Country Republican Assembly group a couple of years ago, and that was quite a treat. I appreciate the personal appearances that you've made over the years.
Thank you very kindly. Take care. Bill in Napa, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. I just wanted to thank you for all the veterans kudos you've given over the years. I was the one that played taps for you last year on Memorial Day, I believe it was. And also, when you talked about firearms laws in the state of California, which unfortunately have a way of working their way across the country, and the fact that we need to know about these as much as we can.
We're going to continue on that, and we're not giving up on our right to keep and bear arms constitutional amendment either. That will be back.
And also, your talk with Claire Wolf was very good.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Take care. Matt in Jackson, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, I wanted to thank you. I hooked up with you back in Sacramento,
as a 27-year-old little, didn't know nothing about politics. And pretty much now I can listen to what the mainstream's feeding us and go, you know. It's like the propaganda that comes out. And one of my favorite guests that you've had on is Dr. Lott. I heard him this morning on Lee's show, and, you know, that's one of my favorites. And what? Who is the Colonel? Hackworth.
Dave Hackworth.
Yeah, he was outstanding also.
And, well, we'll have them both on in the near future, I promise you that.
And let me ask you, what was your worst interview that you thought?
I'm not going to tell you.
Hey.
I'm not going to tell you, but I'll surprise you, and I'll tell you what I think the best interview we had was.
What?
And it didn't have anything to do with politics or anything else. When Carl Malden came here in the studio, that was probably one of the best interviews from a lot of technical standpoints, because it helps to work with a pro. But I think Carl Malden was probably our best interview in the last 5 years.
Good.
Thanks for the call.
That one. Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff, and good wishes to you.
Thank you very kindly. Garcia in Tracy, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. I'm an old-time listener. I started listening to you in Modesto. I don't know if you recollect that. During the Gulf War, I was one of your listeners, and I continue with the KSFO, but I want to wish you all the luck. And I have a long list of things that you have done. And
give me two. Give me two.
Pardon me?
Give me two.
One was during the war, at the Gulf War, what you have said about the people, you know, being panic. I was the one who called in and told you that don't have nothing to be panicked about it. Just watch those people.
Garcia, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's
okay.
About almost 7 minutes before 1 o'clock. We've got another hour to go. One more hour of the Jeff Metcalf program, and then we move on. 808-5600 is the phone number. Good news if you missed it. If you're joining us late, Jack Swanson came in earlier and announced that KSFO will be carrying a delayed broadcast of the national show on Thursday and Friday show. You'll be able to hear Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4. Right here on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, I ain't no father style man, just a wild man. I take trouble with his mind, man. Don't touch a dime, man. You know that I'm wild.
So hot, you can hear the difference. KSFO, San Francisco, San Jose, Sunnyvale.
I'm gonna play my fiddle and sing about the little man. I'm gonna wave them stars and stripes every time I can. I'm gonna keep my guns, have my fun, call them just the way I see. It's a brand new world, but I'm still the same old me.
Yeah, 1 o'clock on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. One more hour and I'm history. 808-5600 is the phone number. My name's Jeff Metcalf. I don't remember where I saw the phrase, but it's just perfect for what's happening right now in my life. So the best way to predict the future is to create it. And that's really kind of what Joe Farah and I are doing. We've asked people to call in and share with us, and this is selfish on my part. Not just the thanks. I mean, I appreciate all that. But I'd really like to know what you liked that you've heard in the last 5 years. Give us an idea of what interviews you liked. I mentioned earlier that it wasn't political, but I thought the Carl Malden interview was probably one of the best we did. Jose agrees with me. For once. Last day, he finally agrees with me. Mike's calling from Sacramento. Mike, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hello, Jeff. I, too, wanted to vote for Carl Malden. He really proved to be a class act when he called in. That guy...
He didn't call in. He was here in the studio with us.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Yeah.
I liked him. I also liked the two Larrys from Arkansas.
Larry Nichols and
Nichols.
Larry Patterson.
Right. Yeah, I had the... I went and visited... went to San Francisco that night and visited. I like those two guys. And also, I think it's interesting, and I know it's easy to say and tough to do, but maybe... a Hollywood figure, an actor of some sort, every now and then. That adds a nice little spice, and it kind of breaks the general routine.
Well, I'm working real hard to get Mel Gibson, and I've got my fingers crossed on that one.
Oh, hey, that'd be great. Well, anyway, you made a difference in California. You didn't complain a lot, but you went to work and tried to make some changes, and it certainly shows, and thank you very much.
Mike, thank you. I appreciate it. Glenn in Napa, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. How you doing?
Fine.
I want to thank you for the exposing these Vietnam veteran frauds. There was one recently in Napa. A young man read the book and exposed the guy, and he was history now, I guess.
Well, that was Pug Burkett.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Stolen Valor, I think was the name of the book.
Stolen Valor.
Yeah.
The kid exposed him, and he said he had a Navy Cross, et cetera, and a bunch of bunk. So he's history as far as going to high school tours and explaining the war to these young people.
Probably one of the most reprehensible elements in our society right now, and I was delighted to have Pug with us. Hey, Glenn, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Semper Bye.
Joe in a car phone. You're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Howdy.
Hey, Jeff. I'd like to say I'm going to miss you, but I'm not because I'm going to go with you.
Cool.
The other thing is man, you've had dozens of informative shows, but way back when, one of the most humorous ones I saw, although knowledge isn't always about humor, but one of the most humorous ones you did was when you did the superiors' write-ups of their subordinates in the force, and you had argued, to give us an idea of how important they were, you argued that his work rarely needs review, and you said, no, wait a minute, my work never needs review because of the negative connotation, and then you went on and told us about how the wheel's spinning but the hamster's dead, jumped into the gene pool when the lifeguard wasn't watching, if you were any more dense, light would bend when it passed his head. I wrote a bunch of them down, lost the paper, but remembered those.
You know, it's funny, I'm cleaning up my desk here and throwing out a lot of stuff, and among the things I found that I had not posted to my webpage were those officer efficiency report things. And there's two lists of them. One is from American OERs, and another one that's equally funny, if not even funnier in some regards, come from British officers. So I saved those, and I'm going to post them to my webpage probably next week.
Yeah, I remember some of those, too, from the British.
Joe, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Drive safely. Kelly is calling from the East Bay somewhere. Kelly, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. I have to find a room that doesn't have KSFO on my radio. I've got every radio, every room in this house with the radio. Jeff, I don't know how to thank you. You're the reason that I started with KSFO. It's just been an incredible, wonderful few years, and I'm really going to miss you. So, but I won't talk about that. You asked not to, and I won't.
Well, you can listen on weekends on KSFO still.
Well, I will, absolutely. There goes my weekends. I'm usually out and about, but I'll be listening to you. I do want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your patriotism, for your love as a veteran, and the way that that you've made us all so much more aware, although I've always been that way. But I wanted to thank you for Flag Day. That was my dad's birthday while he was alive. And because of you, I gave him the best birthday present I could have given him, and I want to thank you.
Kelly, God bless you. Thanks for calling. Hi. Randy in Mountain View, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Yeah, hey, Jeff. Yeah, I would say, I can't remember the fellow's name, but I really thought the show you had with that fellow who talked about personal liability related to using a firearm to defend yourself against criminals was excellent. I don't know if you remember his name.
Talking about? You're talking about John Lott, are you?
Yeah, maybe that was the John Lott show. Yeah, he talked about, the liability you can incur.
Oh, no, that was Walt Rausch.
Okay, yeah, that one. So that's, as far as feedback, those kinds of shows are excellent. I think it opens a lot of people's eyes to, you know, how we're losing our rights every day. So I would encourage you to keep that up. And also, if I can make a pitch for archiving your audio streams, I think that would be an excellent service to offer your listeners on the web.
I'll see what we can work out for you.
Hey, great.
Thanks for the call.
You bet, Jeff.
Sergeant Sullivan from Petaluma. You're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Yes, sir. I want to make sure a long time ago you got your warning sign. Your politically incorrect ideas expressed beyond this point sign. And I wanted to thank you for what a wonderful job you've been doing and how much we're going to miss you, Colonel.
Well, like I said, you can still listen to me on KSFO on weekends, Saturday and Sunday.
That sounds good. And you got your sign, though, didn't you?
I got it.
Very good, sir. Enjoy.
Sarge, thank you much. Beth in Sacramento, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks so much for everything you've done for us. I'll be following you, too. And I just want to especially thank you for your opening song every day and the way that you do. Hoorah! I love
thanks.
That. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look forward to talking to you again soon. By the way, several people have asked, and I've got a whole bunch of emails, wanting to know, what is that opening song? It's Charlie Daniels, In America. And the only regret I have is that we can't play the whole thing, because there's a couple of verses in it that are absolutely terrific. But it's Charlie Daniels, In America. And I found another real good piece that I'll be introducing next week that, frankly, when we were working on some of this Right to Keep and Bear Arms stuff, I was listening to it in the car one day by accident, and it brought tears to my eyes because it kind of crystallized what we've been trying to do with affecting Second Amendment language in various legislations. So you can tune in and hear that next week. And, yeah, I'll be sure to do it on Thursday and Friday, too, so you hear it on KSFO. Not this Saturday, a week from Saturday, starting here on KSFO. Let's see. Dave in San Jose, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Congratulations with your new venture.
Thank you.
And also, I'd like to add to your list as far as guest D.B. Kidd and Congressman Ron Paul. And also, I'd like to make a statement. I think
actually, D.B.'s going to be a guest next week.
I think all of us should make a commitment that we see to it that this Constitution of ours, which we all hold so dear to our heart, is still intact for sons and daughters of generations to come. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Al in San Francisco, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf.
Well, I'm going to miss you on the weekdays and stuff. And a lot of people have mentioned the great guests you have had, and others you had, too, of the, I don't think they mentioned, was Larry Platt, Karen Lee Bixman.
Larry Pratt from Gun Owners we will have on again. Karen Lee Bixman, I've been trying to track her down for over a year. She moved back in the Midwest somewhere and just kind of disappeared.
Gun Owners of California and the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms.
Well, Aaron Zellman will also be a guest in the next couple of weeks as well from Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. Yeah,
because they're really, you know, they bring out a lot of... They have a newspaper they put out.
Yeah, and in fact, I've been trying for years to effect a debate between Aaron Zellman from Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership and anyone from the ACLU, but sadly, although Aaron is willing, so far we haven't found any ACLU type prepared to take him on.
He would run them into the ground.
He would excoriate them. Al, I thank you very kindly for the call. We'll be back after this on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Jeff Metcalf on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Okay, 12 minutes past 1 o'clock on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The phone lines are jammed. The email is buzzing. Fax machine must not be working. I'll have to see if I can kick it or something. 808-5600 is the phone number. Steve's calling on a car phone. Steve, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hello, Jeff. I just wanted to let you know I thought your show was the best one, but somebody had to call and rib you a little bit. Did you ever pay off the Y2K dinner to the...
To Bob O'Donnell? No, and I still owe it to him.
Okay. Well, the Gary North interview... That was the only bad one. Everything else was great.
Actually, despite the fact that he was he had probably the most extreme position, the interview was kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I mean, he was wrong, but it was interesting.
Well, anyway, good luck to you, and we'll still be listening.
Steve, thank you very kindly. Kevin in San Jose, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. You're a minority on talk radio because you're a class act, and so therefore I like almost all your shows. But especially I like the one with Dr. Chris Jacobs of Jacobs Electronics.
Really?
And I would say because everybody seems to endorse products, and so it was. And I always question, well, is it really believable? Why do you guys endorse this product or whatever? So I had many questions about Jacobs Electronics because I'm kind of a gearhead. And when he called in, he answered all my questions, and it was just kind of cool. It helped reinforce the fact that this is truly a good product.
He's a cool guy, and I was glad to have a chance to talk to him, too, because you know, some people didn't like it. They thought it was too much of an infomercial-type thing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because he advertises on your show, but on the other hand, it sort of helped me understand the endorsement and whether or not it was believable.
And on the other side of the coin, you know, we get flogged with endorsements all the time, and I turn a lot of them down.
Uh-huh.
I won't endorse something unless I try it.
Yeah.
And the downside they have is if I try it and it sucks, I'm apt to say that as well. So, you know, I've had good luck with it, and I'm glad you did too. Kevin, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. Ernestine in Roanoke Park, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to, you asked for the bad ones, and I don't know if you remember, you gave me the time to argue with the man from, the reporter from the UN over Israel. The land of Israel.
There were two guys from NATO. Is that what you're talking about? Two
no,
officers?
No, evidently, I thought one was from the UN because he kept mentioning the UN. And I thought, what are we doing with this idiot from the UN trying to tell us about what should be done with the land of Israel?
Yeah, there was two guys from, there were two officers, one Canadian, I think, and one U.S.
Well,
and they were here for NATO.
I was so furious. I'm surprised he even got anything said on that program.
Ernestine, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And by the way, one thing that I know some of you sometimes get annoyed with this, but I'm going to continue to do this, is there's too much preaching to the choir, particularly in this forum. And every once in a while, it's important not only to hear what the other side is saying. I mean, they believe this crap. So periodically, I will bring in someone. In fact, I'm doing a piece for WorldNet Daily, and that guy we had on about globalism. He's a big fan of it, Adrian Woolridge. I'm not. But the information inclusive in that book, although it's not something you agree with, you need to be exposed to know what kind of bogus arguments they're using. So we're going to keep doing that kind of stuff as well. Jeff on a car phone. You're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hey, Jeff. I just wanted to thank you. Your philosophy of who's right or what's right, not who's right, is the best. And Jose kind of stammered and hummed and hawed on this, but whatever happened with the 44 Smith?
I was talked out of destroying it for a variety of reasons. And Jose was disappointed because when we ran that little poll, one of the options was give it to Jose. And having fired it, was that the first gun you ever fired, Jose? Yeah, it was the first one he ever fired.
Oh, bad mistake.
Well, he liked it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, but I was talked out of it by a number of people. I mean, Brian Puckett from Citizens of America, Don Kilmer, president of the NRA Members Council. Yeah, Jose's ex-roommate. A lot of people talked me out of it, and their argument I considered valid for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is, and I knew it was an inanimate object and all that, but that my 44 Magnum Smith is a, and I like this line that a listener came up with, they're calling it a pre-blackmail, it's a pre-blackmail issue.
Well, that's good.
So I still have it. In fact, I'm taking it pig hunting in the fall.
Good. One thing on the future shows, I know you hunt and fish and do all that sort of stuff, and there are a lot of us out there that do that. I think you should devote a show occasionally, not all the time, but, you know, once every 6 months or something to, you know, hunting in the greater Northern California area.
I'll do that because Northern California really is a splendid place. I mean, the pheasant, one cool thing about my new hours, I was telling my wife this the other day, I said, I go on the air at 4 o'clock, which means I'm going to want to start prepping around 2. Well, I'm originating the show from Sacramento. I can leave my house with my dog at 7 o'clock in the morning, go up, shoot some pheasants, get them cleaned and be back home by noon, and there's dinner.
Oh, yeah. And we get our website up and going. I'll get in contact with you because we're looking at something in this area. But
cool. Let me know.
All
okay.
Right.
Jeff, thank you much.
Bye.
Real easy to stay in touch with me via email. Jeff@jeffmetcalf.com will work. gmetcalf@worldnetdaily will work. Any of the emails you have, they all come to the same place, and I'll look forward to hearing from you all in the future. Faith is calling from San Jose. Faith, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hi. I remember a time, I don't even remember whether it was your show, but I know this was, it was a combination of some conservative congressmen and internet, and I think the homeschoolers were in on it, and conservative talk shows that put some pressure on to stop some of the ridiculousness in Congress at the time the Republicans took over.
Oh, you're talking about the pork stuff? We've had three or four different shows on that issue. One guy that I have on every year is Tom Schatz from Citizens Against Government Waste. Tom is kind of a regular, and I recall vaguely the incident you're talking about where it was right after Newt and the crowd came in and took over, and there were some people attempting to cut away at some of the pork and actually reduce spending. And I do remember those shows. I don't remember who the congressmen were.
Well, I was really excited at the thought that you may be in a position to get something like that going a little more regularly so that whenever some Congress critter sneaks in some pork, the light of the sun will shine on it.
Well, you know, that old Everett Dirksen line, these jokers don't see the light until they feel the heat. And
exactly.
Frankly, that's why I'm so excited about this marriage with WorldNet Daily, because they've already had some success in doing that. And I think together with this symbiotic relationship of talk radio and the Internet, we can continue to beat up on these jokers when they do bad stuff.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Faith.
Okay.
Phyllis is calling on a car phone. You're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hello, Jeff. Everybody has said a lot of things I would have said. I want to add that I'll miss all your music, and I hope I can listen on weekends. And the other thing is, maybe you had D.B. Kidd on this last week, but I don't want to lose track of her because her idea of, getting everybody out of office is getting more and more attractive.
Actually, D.B. right now, today, as we speak, she and Bill Benson and Joe Bannister and a whole bunch of people are assembled for that Bob Schultz event, which might be carried on C-SPAN. I don't know. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, we don't have either cable or computer, so.
But D.B. will be coming back, and you can always stay in touch with her through my website as well.
I'll ask somebody to do that for me. Thank you.
Phyllis, thank you very kindly for the call. It's 20 minutes past 1 o'clock. 808-5600 is the phone number. We got about 40 minutes left to go in the Jeff Metcalf era here. We'll be right back after this on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Jeff Metcalf on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ain't that true? 24 minutes past 1 o'clock, 808-5600 is the phone number. We've asked you to call and share with us what you've liked about the last 5 years. And, here's a pleasant surprise. Deborah J. Saunders calling on a car phone. Hi, Deborah. How you doing?
My man.
How you doing, babe?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good.
You know what I really liked that you did?
What?
I love the way you...
You're going to say the Deborah Saunders interview, right?
Well, yeah. That goes without saying. I love what you did with the propositions. I thought that was so important that you would give people a chance to hear both sides of the issue.
Those debates were always good, and I'm hoping we can continue doing those.
They were just fantastic. I'm thrilled you're going to be on weekends.
Me too, but you can get to listen to me on the Internet too.
This is true. This is true. I'm thrilled about that too.
And I've also heard a rumor that if or when your publisher ever gets his head out of his butt, I'll have you as a guest to talk about your new book, which is coming out.
The World According to Gore.
There you go.
I cannot wait. So anyway, I just want to thank you for, I think, providing an important service to people in the Bay Area, letting them hear not only things about the propositions, but also a lot of the way you covered state government, I think, was very important. So I just wanted to call and say I just wish you the best.
Deborah, I thank you very kindly. You too.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Deborah J. Saunders from The Chronicle. That was a pleasant surprise. Helen in Oakland, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Jeff.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you for your program. I lock on to all of the politics on your program, but the funniest thing I ever heard on radio was your reasons, all of your reasons why a dog is, maybe you can help me.
Why a dog is better than a woman?
Better than a woman. The funniest thing I ever heard on radio. Crack people up with.
Actually, there's two people. Well, like I said, I've been cleaning out my desk here, and I stumbled across that recently. And there's another one as to why a gun is better than a woman, which is almost as funny.
Ooh. Can we get that on the web?
Yeah, you can get it on the web.
Good.
I'll have it on my webpage. Probably, I'm doing so much revision on it right now. Give me a week or so, but I'll have the distinctions between both dogs and guns, comparing them to women.
Thanks for everything.
Okay, thanks, Cole.
Bye.
Take care. One of the things, Jose, was you can trade in a 44 for two 22s. 808-5600 is the phone number. We'll take a brief pause and come back and get to Jim Warren, Jimmy, Dave, Vince, as many folks as we can in the remaining 30-something minutes of the Jeff Metcalf Show here on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Jeff Metcalf on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Coming up on 30 minutes past 1 o'clock, 1:30 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. 808-5600 is the number. What I'm asking you to do in the remaining half hour of the Jeff Metcalf program here is to tell me, in the past 5 years, what were your favorite programs, what you liked? Jim in Fairfield, you're on KSFO. Hi.
Well, hi, Jeff. I won't be missing you because I'll be receiving you loud and clear out here.
Cool.
First of all, let me start off with, let's have a balanced one here. The worst ones you did,
okay,
were the Star Trek. Kate Mulgrew and et cetera.
Well, those promotional things that I accommodated management with. Jose wanted those, by the way. Jose wanted the Kate Mulgrew and those things.
I think you're on the right path, but you asked the wrong people. General Patton was one of my favorites. In fact,
I never interviewed General Patton.
I mean, Parson.
you're talking about Ben Parton.
Parton, yes.
Yeah, Ben Parton. I would have liked to have interviewed General Patton, but he died before I had a chance.
In fact, I have many of your programs on my own tapes, and it came in handy one day when I was discussing the whole Oklahoma bombing situation, and I just happened to have your tape beside me, and it was keyed up at exactly the right place to win my...
Now, see, Jim, Jose and I have been using that line for a long time. We'd rather be lucky than good, and it works.
Yes.
Jim, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Mike on a car phone. You're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf as soon as I find the right button. There you go.
Okay. I liked the interviews that you had with Hackworth.
Hack will be back.
And the only reason, one of the reasons, that not only because he's a neat guy, but he was my battalion commander.
Cool.
And also...
Now, what unit you were in? Because there's a guy in the North Bay somewhere who served on an A-team, I think, and he worked for Hack in... I don't think it was out of Pleiku, but when did you serve with him?
When I was in Vietnam, I wasn't with him. I was with him when he was at Fort Lewis.
Okay.
I was with the 173rd. He was with the... I think he had the first of 327, I think. Anyway, you might mention where you're going because people didn't tune in right at the very first.
Well, I'll tell you right now. On the weekends, you can hear me 1 to 4 here on KSFO.
Okay.
During the week, you can hear me online at WorldNet Daily, 4 to 7. And be sure, Mike, I'd ask you to keep an eye on the webpage because the next time I have Hack on,
right.
Give a call. I'll instruct my new producer to put you to the top of the list and give you a chance to talk to him.
Good.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Take care. All the way. John and Morgan Hill, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hi, Tom and Cupertino here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom.
Okay. Hey, I like when you had Ted Nugent on there.
I did, too. That was a kick-ass interview.
Kick-ass.
And, Jose, how many times did we replay that thing?
Oh, I don't know, but it was great. And I'll tell you, Jeff...
You know, back then, it's kind of funny how things go around in circles. Back then, they used to air a Best of Jeff Metcalf on the weekend, kind of sort of what's going to be doing now. And Jose must have played the Ted Nugent interview at least three times.
Hey, I'll tell you what, he's getting me in. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to give it a shot now, and I think it's... I think it'll really prove some real huntership to get out there and try and take an animal and harvest one with an arrow.
Well, I just bought a bow 4, 5, 6 months ago, something like that. And I'm actually going hunting with a bow for the first time, I think, next month.
You know, you can almost sit in your backyard or stand in the backyard and take the bow. You can really exercise with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the only way to go.
And it was fascinating when I first got it and I tried it out. It only took about a half hour, and I was putting all the arrows in the size of a 5-inch pipe plate at 20 yards, and that's good enough.
Hey, well, Jeff, I'm standing here with a salute right now.
Okay.
And I will talk to you next week.
Tom, thank you much. Take care. 808-5600 is the phone number. Jose brought another good interview, and this was, I still think Carl Malden's my first, but he's right. Hugh Downs was one of the best interviews that we've done. I'd say he was number two. I mean, beyond being a professional and everything, he surprised a lot of people. Because before he retired, he used to do a thing, and not unfortunately, I tried to get management to carry it here. It was an ABC feature called Perspectives, I think, and it was more long-form kind of commentary. Hugh Downs is, he might be a Big Al libertarian, I'm not sure, but he had a piece that was very compelling on gun ownership, and Hugh Downs was a good interview, so I'm going to add his name because Jose told me to. John in Morgan Hill, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hello, Colonel. I'm sorry to hear you leaving the air, but I will follow you onto the net. And the interview...
Or you can hear me on KSFO on weekends.
Well, you said not to have any sour grapes, so we will leave it at that.
Okay.
I really enjoyed Douglas Adams, and I understand that he's finished the script for the movie, so hopefully you might have him back on again.
Douglas Adams is the author of A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. He was... Galaxy. He was in pimping for a video game he created that was Starship Titanic.
Correct.
And he's an interesting guy. He's also a macophobe.
Yeah. But that's the one that I really enjoyed. I've enjoyed all of the interviews that you've had, but that one really stuck out for me.
I'll give Doug a call. Thanks for the call, John. Take care.
Bye.
Pete on a car. You're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I wanted to let you know I'm
actually, for Dead Men Walking, I'm doing great.
I wanted to let you know, as an extremely liberal person, I had a friend named Mark who kept saying, you got to listen to this guy, you got to listen to this guy. And I go, no, I can't even listen to that crap. I can't turn my radio to that station. And he handed me a tape one day, and I stuck it in my tape player in my car and put it on. And it was your interview with the nanotechnology geek. And it was fascinating. You were great. You were so well prepared for the topic. And it's what you've done now has challenged me in my way of thinking about things. And although you've rarely ever changed my point of view, it's really been enjoyable listening.
Yeah, but see, Pete, here's an interesting point, and I mentioned this earlier. I will periodically have guests on who I absolutely, completely, totally, philosophically disagree with. But it would be myopic not to at least know what arguments they share. And you being from of the liberal persuasion, likewise, I'd encourage you to at least expose yourself to what you might perceive as, you know, knuckle-dragging, Neanderthal, right-wing wacko stuff.
The problem is when you do have people like that on, generally, you're far superior in intelligence, and you tend to scare away those that could really challenge you personally. I find that the people that you have on from a liberal perspective are pretty much idiots.
Well, that's their fault. That's their fault. I mean, I love to have an intelligent.
You could challenge you. Come on the air.
Yeah, I like people like that. The problem is most of the people who call up who they don't want to challenge me. They just want to throw rocks because they may not have heard the program. They don't even know, you know, what arguments. It's just because it's KSFO and you're right wing and you're the enemy, and they end up being weak calls because they're not good arguers. Pete, thanks for the call.
I find that especially applied during the proposition interviews that you had. The proposition interviews, it was obviously the weaker people espousing the more liberal sides that were on the show.
Well, there's two sides to that. And whenever, I know this happens. Whenever we have the proposition interviews, invariably you know you're going to get shills for both sides trying to get on and you know, either support or throw rocks at. So that's one of the, you know, it goes with the territory.
Yeah, hey, gonna miss tuning in from noon to two.
Pete, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Take care. Mike is calling on a cell phone. Mike, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Multiple Russ.
Thank you.
The interview that you had with John Plaster and that book.
SOG.
OG?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
SOG.
SOG, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible book. What a journey that man had.
Yeah, Plaster's a cool guy.
I read the book and I had to stop a couple of different times where actually it was weird. I just started weeping for those men who really put their lives on the line, even though...
I heard a rumor somewhere that he may have another book coming out sometime soon. And if he's not still pissed off at me over something that happened, I'll see if I can get him on.
Great.
Thanks for the call.
Good deal. Thanks.
Take care. 808-5600 is the phone number. Jose, can I keep taking calls? Or do you want me to... No, he says shut up and take a break. Okay. It is 38 minutes past 1. We'll get back to Chuck, Vince, Dave, Jimmy, Warren, Charlene, and as many as we can in the remaining 21 minutes of the Jeff Metcalf program on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Jeff Metcalf on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's 43 minutes past 1 o'clock on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. 808-5600 is the phone number. I want to get to as many of these calls as I can in the remaining time, but I don't want to run out of time to mention a couple of things that have to be mentioned, and that is this has really been a good 5 years, and it's amazing when you work in a place where just about everybody you work with is really nice. I mean, Jose, seriously, we got one jerk in the building? Is that it? Yeah. So... there are some real good people, and I, you know, words are grossly inadequate a means of articulating my genuine feelings and appreciation for Jose Gomez. We've become friends over the years, beyond being coworkers. I've been to his wedding. I've seen his son born, and he's been through the same stuff with me. He wasn't around for my wedding 20 years ago, but he's seen Chandler. And, bite me. He says he was in seventh grade. But, Jose and I will stay in touch over the years, and I just want to acknowledge him publicly on the air for the superb job he's done. And it's a tough job because beyond just pushing the right buttons and everything else, he's also been very good at doing something that talk show hosts need and not too many allow their colleagues to do. And that is he tells me when something's bad, and he's been very candid, and I appreciate that probably more than anything else because he's wrong once in a while. I mean, we disagree on stuff. But we've had a real good relationship, and I wanted to acknowledge Jose. And Jack, as you heard earlier, Jack's a class act. It's in this business, it's very, very rare that something like that happens where, you know, they dump you, and then you still get to hang around and do a job for 2 years. There was a gal down in L.A. that was let go from KABC, and she went on the air and just excoriated management, then went out and got drunk and went on another radio station and tore him a new sphincter again. So the fact that Jack would provide me this opportunity is something that I really appreciate. I've made some friends. It's a surprise. I mean, Sherry's been great. Sherry Yee, Jose's producer, Greg Chapin. Sherry is Lee's producer. Sorry about that, Jose. Greg Chapin's been a great guy. Ron Owens has become a friend. Ron is our colleague across the hall. And although he and I may not agree on a lot of things politically, he's been a good sounding board and a good friend, and I appreciate that. So I just want to be sure I get that stuff in. Also, someone that I hope I can stay in touch with for a variety of reasons is on the phone right now. And Bob O'Donnell, who does a weekend program on he's our resident computer guru. How you doing, Bob?
All right. How are you, Jeff?
This is it.
I know. The big sayonara. But
yep.
Not really.
Nope. I'll still be around.
I know.
Actually, you kind of benefit from this because
I know.
You get to move back to the time period that you really liked.
That's right. It's true. Starting a week from tomorrow, I'm moving back to 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then immediately after me will be you. So we'll be hooked up for a long time to come.
And I hope you do a real good job of building up a big lead-in for my program.
I will. I will make sure that I do that for you. That's the least I can do.
Because, you know, even more so now that I'm a syndicated show that the station's carrying, Jack's going to be watching those numbers real closely. So if don't screw up the lead-in for me, all right?
I'll make sure I don't.
What are you going to be talking about tomorrow, Bob?
Well, I was out at the PC Expo trade show in New York this past week, and so I've got a ton of stuff. It was quite an amazing show, and all kinds of interesting stuff on home networking and internet appliances and handheld devices and all that cool stuff. And one other thing, I'm going to toot my own horn for a second. One very other exciting thing that happened was the Computer Press Association announces awards every year. A variety of different categories. I'm very pleased to say that O'Donnell on Computers was named the best computer audio program available anywhere, either over the net or over the radio.
Congratulations.
Best computer show in the country. So, yes, thank you very much. I'm very excited about
that. We've known that anyway.
Well, thank you very much.
Bob, thanks
anyway,
for joining us.
And best of luck in your new endeavors, Jeff. I want to say that publicly as well. And thank you for all the support you've given me over the years. I do appreciate it.
And I'll be calling you when I hook up these new computers.
All right.
Take care, Bob. Thank you much.
Bye,
47 minutes past 1 o'clock. We'll be right back. Get as many calls as we can in the short, limited amount of time we have left. I'm Jeff Metcalf, and this is Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Jeff Metcalf on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ten minutes left to go on the Jeff Metcalf program on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. I want to share a couple of numbers and stuff with you, but first, I'll sneak in a couple more calls real quick. Jim in San Francisco, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
One thing has bothered me, and I laid my gun down 50 years ago when I left the Army. I think it's a little too heavy on the guns. I think it may hurt your ratings. I know I don't really rush to listen as much as I would if I thought we'd get more variety on the program.
Jim, I thank you for the call. You know, interesting thing is the perception versus reality. People think that I talk a lot more about guns than I do because when I do, we're so passionate about it. But I actually, at one point when I questioned that criticism myself, went back and reviewed things. And with the exception of, like, introductions of the initiative and whatnot, or if something really significant came up, we've made an effort. Obviously, we may have failed at times, but we made an effort to keep things as balanced and eclectic as we can. Mo in Santa Cruz, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi.
Sorry this is the last day for us. I've got four favorite guests and three favorite programs.
Do it quick.
James Collier, D.P. Kidd, Walter Burian, Chris Ruddy. My three favorite programs. I have a background in martial arts. I've got a sandan in judo, and I really enjoyed your friend that was on there a couple of times.
Dale Segoe.
And if my grandkids went to his dojo, I'd feel very, very comfortable about it.
He's one of the best. I think he's one of only about 30 Tenth Dan black belts in Bujinkan in the world or something.
Wow.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
And the other two would be one of the very first ones you did. I think it was an author you had on there, and he laid out how Dianne Feinstein, Willie Brown, Quentin Kopp, and probably others had ripped the city and county of San Francisco off for about $2 billion with this, what is it, Telesis or Co-Telesis company that they ran?
Oh, I recall that. And
I always wish you would have repeated that, especially when Willie Brown was up for re-election.
You know what? That also was Karen Lee Bixman, because originally we had her on talking about the Desert Wilderness Protection Act and DIFI's involvement in that.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because that was my very next one, Karen Bixman, and Dianne Feinstein and her husband ripping the people of California off. Some people have estimated for $100 billion.
Yeah, that was Karen. In fact, they're just going to email. I might be able to find her, and we'll see if we can't get her. Hey, I got to move, but I want to thank you very kindly for the call. Charlene in Vallejo. Charlene, you're on KSFO. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. It's just really great to hear you, and I'm so sorry that we're not going to be able to hear you all the time. I've been grieving ever since I first heard. But I just want to tell you a couple of neat things. I really appreciated your information on the gun control and various things that were going on with that, and all of your political heads-up that you gave us so many times. And the last thing I want to say is that I have a little two-year-old, and every time you sign off, she sings your song, We Are the Champions, and it's just the cutest little thing to hear. I've been planning on taping it and sending it to you, but I didn't have the chance.
I'd love to get it, Charlene. Thanks for the call.
It's really cute.
Take care. Joe in Hayward, you're on KSFO with Jeff Metcalf. Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I thought your program where you talked about comprehensive financial programs of the U.S. government and state governments was quite an eye-opener.
And that was Walter Burian, yeah, when somebody else just mentioned him.
It seems like it's a big piece of world strategy going on there.
It's a fascinating, the numbers are just absolutely extraordinary, and Walter will be a guest in the future, I promise you.
Very good.
Thanks for the call.
Congratulations. Bye.
Let's see, Daryl, first timer. Took him long enough. Daryl, you're on KSFO. Hi. Daryl?
Yeah, hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Wow, that was fast.
The hell took you so long? This is my last show.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, sure, I'm going to miss you. But you know what? I won't get you during the week, but at least during the weekend. I don't listen to radio again because there is, like, nothing there for me.
Well, there is now. Saturdays and Sundays, 1 to 4, right ahead of Barbara Simpson here on KSFO. You can hear me.
Right on. And then maybe I can bring my wife to listen to you then. I don't get a chance. You know, I try to talk politics with her, and we just don't get to share enough of hearing things to be able to, you know, to be on the same line of thinking.
Well, Daryl, I thank you for calling, even though it took you so long, and I look forward to you listening on the weekends. Let's see. We've got, Jose, what, a couple of minutes left? In these last few minutes, let me just thank the audience, because frankly and candidly, what we do here is it's insignificant compared to the response we get from the audience. And this audience here in San Francisco and the Bay Area, specifically the KSFO audience, you've heard Brian say this, and you've heard others mention it as well, and it's true. You know, we're not blowing smoke up your skirt on this. The audience in this area is just extraordinary, and I feel very privileged and honored to have had the opportunity to speak with you folks. I mean, where else in the country can you bring up an arcane topic like subdermal biochip implants and have one of the scientific inventors who was involved in developing this stuff call you and give you a lecture? I mean, it's just remarkable. It is truly remarkable. And actually, I'm looking forward to this new adventure as well. I mean, WorldNet Daily... both WorldNet Daily and Jeff Metcalf have taken a chance on this. This is new ground that hasn't been broken before. I wouldn't do it with anyone else other than these guys, I'll tell you that. But the growth that they've had, and last week I think it was they had 4.5 million page views. So I'm looking forward to it. So I would invite you to join me on the web at www.worldnetdaily.com, 4 to 7 Monday through Friday. And be sure to listen on KSFO, Saturdays and Sundays, 1 to 4. Meanwhile, don't forget, knowledge is power. If, big flippin' if here, if you take it and you do something with it, because then and only then, you can become something important and significant. And we hope you will, because then, you too can be a champion. Bye-bye. The world. Pentagon's anthrax program about to be shot down.